K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Well, Kane, in terms of your lead-in to finals, last week's do-or-die clash really was the perfect lead-in for the intensity that finals bring, so you'd feel like you're in a pretty good position leading into this game.
Yeah, I guess it's always nice to have that sort of build-up to a finals campaign, and it was good last week. Obviously, the boys played some really good footy, so we think we're in a good position.
And anyone here at the ground, obviously, or listening out there, knows how windy and tricky it's going to be to play footy today. But obviously you don't want the players, having that in the front of their mind all the time, but you would certainly need to be addressing that pre-game. What sort of things will you talk about with the group in terms of adjusting to the conditions?
Yeah, it's a tough one because you'll almost have two game plans whichever way you're kicking. So it's about obviously making good use of it, but scoring when you've got the wind, and then from there when you're going the other way, it becomes a bit of a field position and territory sort of game, and trying to keep the ball in your front half as much as possible, as difficult as it's going to be. But at the end of the day, the way that we play, high pressure, all that type of thing around the contest, we think, touch wood, we can take the wind out of it a little bit as well.
Kane, thanks for joining us. Just for, obviously, those who know, you played with the Cats and coached Amos, but played at St Mary's. Played a flag at St Mary's? No, missed out one.
Didn't get a flag. No, I was part of the, I suppose, the few losing ones that we had. But didn't get one. It was great to see the boys get over the line. That was my first year when I was down at Amos. Yeah.
Surely you're due. Like, you've obviously Amos, you took to a minor premiership. Unfortunately, couldn't win the flag, but they're in a grand final and going as red hot favourites next week. But what brought you back to St Mary's to get involved?
I think St Mary's was always my club, I guess. Knowing a fair few people down there, even when I was playing at the Cats, and then over in Adelaide, always had lines of communication with the Hoskins and the McMahons and those sort of people who were always around the club. So St Mary's has always felt like, I guess, my club, and it was great to be back last year, and obviously didn't finish the way we wanted it to last year. So touch wood, we can play a few more good games of footy for the rest of this one.
When you stepped down at Amos, you said young family was the reason why. As they get older, will you look to maybe coach your own team again?
Oh, potentially, yes, but I'm really enjoying what I'm doing right now, to be honest. It's great to be involved with the club, and it's great to, I guess, not have the full-time pressures as what a senior coach is these days, and I'm really enjoying it for now. So if it happens in the future, great, but at the moment I'm just comfortable doing what I'm doing.
Before I throw to Jason Dowlow, just on selection, no change. Ryan Pendlebury was the one that we were keeping an eye on. Also on your extended bench was Nick Dowling and Sam Christensen. They're both out here today, but just on Ryan Pendlebury, if you did get out of today, could we see him next Sunday in a first semi?
Yeah, potentially. He's got a bit of an ankle, but it's one of those ones that there's nothing in there that's too major, so it's just going to be a matter of how sore he is and whether he can do what he needs to do to get through a game of footy.
The Saints were probably the first club with the co-coach scenario for many years ago, and it's obviously flowed on. What does an assistant coach role look like when there is two coaches I know they share that role, but what does that look like for an assistant coach then on a Saturday?
It's more for me that I can specifically look after the, I suppose, the mid group and the contest side of things, which is good to have that I guess that control of that area. Obviously, Reins and Bowes take care of the overarching strategies, all that type of thing,
yep.
and definitely have input across all areas. But it means for me that I specifically look at that contest, that midfield setup.
And it must be good for a coach to have blokes like Jared Garner and Jack Blood and a few other experienced blokes in the middle, like probably helping you coach the mids on the ground as well.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we had a little bit of turnover at the end of last year, and we lost a bit of that experience. But to keep Jack, to keep Garns, you bring in someone like Baz Cockrell, who's an experienced footballer, and then it also allows you to grow those guys that have been on the fringes for a little while as well. And like you said, having Jack and Garns out there, they can take control and they can change things out on the field as well, rather than having to wait for a break in the game.
Inspirations Paint, Grovedale speaking with St Mary's assistant coach Kane Tenace. He's Matty Dowling.
Kane, last time you played Bell Park during the year, you lost by 73 points, but there are a number of names, both Burks, Dowling, Rudd, they didn't play in that game. Did you touch on that game or review that heading into this week about Bell Park, or was it because of the conditions, because of being finals and getting those other players back, it sort of wasn't really relevant?
It was still relevant in the fact that we think we took a lot out of the game from what they like to do and the way they like to play. Obviously, from our point of view, we're missing a fair chunk of senior players from that side. So for us, it's probably going to be a different look the way that we go about it against Bell Park today. But we were able to take some good learnings from the game, and they played some very, very good footy last time. So taking nothing away from the way that they played last time we played against them, they were very good. So we have to be... doesn't matter who we've got back in out there today. If we're not switched on and we let them do what they wanted to do to us last time, we're going to be in a little bit of trouble. So we've got to make sure that we're switched on and ready to go.
Burke and Dowling are the two powerhouse forwards that you have that score a lot of goals. 11 of your goals last week came from those two individuals. If they get held, especially Burke, from a key defender, how do you look to adjust that and maybe be able to score still without if those two weren't to have a big influence on the game?
Yeah, it's we've got a pretty even spread of forwards, we think. Obviously, you've got Brady up there who can take a good grab and kick a goal as well. But the one of the best things about someone like Berkey is the way that he brings the ball to ground. He makes a contest, he'll bring the ball to ground. He'll bring our smaller forwards into it as well. So hopefully, if he's not clunking him like he did really well last week, hopefully he's able to bring the ball to ground, and we've got those smalls that are able to capitalise and kick some goals for us.
And the other thing, at the start of the game or early on in the game, do you expect that you look to hold six, depending on, say, if you were kicking with the wind, you hold six, or do you look to try and bring someone up as well, given that you know that there's going to be plenty of numbers around a contest with these sorts of conditions?
I think we'll stick to our standard structure to start with. We're not going to change anything too much from a starting point, but obviously things change in a game of footy no matter what the conditions are, so we'll see how things go at the start of the game, and then if we need a change, if we need to empty out, or if they're sitting one back as well, we'll have to look at it and see what that looks like for us.
Just one of the mids that you're talking about who are behind the scenes a little bit is Ollie Flynn, who's come into the team, and he's not a well-known player just yet because he's so young, but the way he attacks the footy and his tackling pressure, it gives the blokes like Garnes and a few others a bit of an opportunity to actually use the footy. He's come in and played a role, hasn't he?
He has. He's been very good for us. Ollie, I've known him for a long time. I've worked with his old man for a long time, so I've known Ollie since he was sort of 12, 13, and to see him come through and play the type of footy that he is it's awesome, and he's one of those guys that I spoke about before that potentially, if the turnover wasn't there that we had this year, that he wouldn't have played on the footy. So it's great to have these guys come in and play their role, and hopefully they're going to be senior players for a long time for us.
You've got Paddy Dowling. They've got Jack Sarcevic. Who gets the matchup?
I think it'll be, there's a couple of guys that'll go to him at different stages, just depending on how the game's looking. Obviously, you've got Nick Connors, who's played roles on a lot of blokes in the past. You've got Langy down there who can do a job for us as well. So it'll probably be one of those guys to start with. And then, like I said, depending on how the game's going, if we need blokes in any other places or if anyone else is getting their hands on the footy, things will probably change up as we go through.
Follow the Cats closely.
You'll follow the Cats closely, yes. Yeah, it was a very good win on Friday night.
Yep. And what is life for you these days? Obviously, we touched on how many kids?
Two kids now. So it's and they've been sick all week. So I've spent most of the week, at home taking care of sick kids, which is awesome. But and my youngest one's actually my oldest is a he loves the GWS. So we spent the afternoon on the couch yesterday watching GWS. A little bit upset they didn't get across the line, but
Why the Giants? How did that happen?
Toby Green.
Toby Green.
He's got a lot to answer for, but that's good. And he's really getting into his footy the last sort of year and a half, so it's great to be able to sit on the couch and watch a game of footy.
Appreciate your time, Kane. Good to catch up. We spent a lot of time on the phone over your tenure at Geelong Amateur, especially because you were going so well, and then even over COVID while we worked our way through all that. Great to see you back involved at St Mary's, and obviously things are going okay. Hopefully the boys can get out of today and you roll into a first semi next week. Good luck.
All right, thanks for having me.
Kane Tenace joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Inspirations Paint Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.